Okay, today is Daf Mem Zayin, and it's all about the lungs. We've got a whole page of lungs today. I hope you like lungs. That's what we got. Okay, things to do with the lungs. V'omar Rava. Rava said, "Hani tarti bui desmichila dodi." If there are two bubbles bubbling, like sort of grown out of the lung, and they're next to each other, less lahu b'dikusa. There's nothing to check. It's definitely treif. Two bubbles growing out of the lung. Definitely treif, because they had ascertained that in order for that to happen, there must be a hole in the middle. So a hole in the lung is treif. Bubbles is bubbles. But if they have established that if there are two bubbles, there must be a hole in the middle, and therefore nothing else to check. No point in even checking. It's treif. Chado umischazik etarti. If it's one bubble that looks like two, so it's a double-barreled bubble, but it's only one. It's like a camel with two humps or something. Is then you got to check that you can check. My sinan silu ubazinan lo. You bring a stick and you poke it. You poke it open. It's a bubble. If the liquid that's inside goes from one straight to the other and comes, like you poke this one and comes out, you squeeze that one and it comes out this one, so that means it's all one bubble. So one bubble is kosher, kshera. If you squeeze one and the liquid doesn't get through to the other one, that means it's two separate bubbles. Therefore, taratinino, then it would have a din of two bubbles. The tray, for like we said before, that are two bubbles is always treif. There must be a hole in there. Okay, that's the bubbles case. V'yomar Rava, and Rava said further, Hey oini Yisrael l'reya. The lung has five flap things. Yeah, this flap type of apparatus that grows on the side of the lungs. There are five of them, and it's not symmetrical because it's five. Upper clapper gavri, so when the animal's facing the person, so if you want to know which one's right and which one's left, so there's a guy standing there, and he's looking at the cow as it's hanging down from the hooks, as they do. So facing in that direction, tlossam yamina v'tarti mismola. There are three flaps on the right and two on the left. Non-symmetrical. Pretty unusual in bodily organs to be non-symmetrical like that. But that's the way the lung grows. That means if the cow would be standing the other way, it would be the right left would swap, obviously. So on the right, as you look at a cow that's hanging down, it's on your right. Three, and on your left is two. Chosir, if there's an extra one. It's supposed to be five altogether. Chosir, if there's missing one. Oyatir, or there's an extra one. Oychalif, or they've swapped sides. So missing one is obviously missing. Extra one just sort of popped in an extra one. If they swapped sides, so you've got three on the left and two on the right. In all of those cases, trefa. No good. So that's Rava's shita, that all three of those cases are no good. So we're going to say in a second that regarding if it's missing one or they've swapped sides, everyone agrees, there's going to be a bit of a dispute here about what if there's an extra one. Does an extra one make it treif? So Rava holds, yes, an extra one is just as bad as a missing one. If there's an extra flap, it's treif. So there was a maisa, hahu yaserta. There was a case of an extra lung, an extra flap on the lung, of an animal which had an extra flap on the lung. They brought this animal to Mereimar to ask if it's kosher. Havayosi Rav Acha Abova. And Rav Acha was sitting at the gate when the guy came in and brought the cow. I don't know if he brought the whole cow, maybe he just brought the lung. He brought it. The guy was going in with his shaila to Mereimar's office. So Rav Acha happened to be sitting there and he sees the guy going in with the lung. And he goes, oh, very interesting. Is Omalei. And then the guy comes out with the lung. So now Rav Acha wanted to know what Mereimar Paskin is Omalei, my Omalach. So he says, oh, what did he tell you about this lung? Amalei Akshra nearly. So he said he told me it's kosher. Yeah, so it had an extra one, right? So there was three and three. And it's not supposed to be that way. That's not the way it normally grows. According to Rava, that would be treif. Mereimar said kosher. Zamalei, so Rav Acha, sitting at the gate, told this gentleman who was asking, Hadar Ayla Kamei, take it back. He, in other words, I think he's wrong, so just take it back and ask him again. just have a second look. Maybe he sort of lost concentration for a second. And he's on my lay. So he came back to Mareimar and he said, can you just check it again, just to make sure? And Mareimar looks at it, and it looked the same as it did the first time, funnily enough. And so he chaptuch that Ravacha was sitting out there making trouble. So he said, Zil emale leman de Yosef abova, go tell that bloke sitting at the gate, Les hilchus a kavese de Rava be aseris. The halacha is not like Rava when it comes to an extra flap. Rava said it's treif when it's extra, but the halacha is not like that. And the din is that if it's extra, so it's extra. It doesn't hurt, and therefore it's not considered a treifa. Vahani mili, when is it okay to have an extra flap on the lung for this animal? Bidara the uni, if it's in line in the row with the other flaps. So you've got three where it should be two, or even if you've got four on the side where it's meant to be three, but it's just like, you know, an extra flap, just join the party inside there. Aval, baini, baini, but if it's in between the rows, so there's a flap where it doesn't belong altogether in a strange place, is treifa. Right, so here's another extra flap in the row, and here's an extra flap that's either sticking out the front, or it's in between the rows, it's just not aligned. So that, even Mareimar would agree, is no good. So now let's talk about this extra flap that's not in the row. Says the Gemara, Hahu Baini Baini, the Osla Kamad Ravashi. There was a lung with an extra flap in between the rows, and it came to Ravashi. They had brought the butcher brought to Ravashi a shaila. What do I do with this lung? Is it kosher? Sava Ravashi Lemuchafe. So Ravashi thought, must be treif, because even Mareimar agrees that if it's not in line, the extra flap is treif. As Amalei Ravhuna Bar Mar Bar Evi, Ravhuna told him, "Call Hani Chiva Brayso, Hacha Yislahu." All the animals that graze out in the bush. So there's animals. There's your cow that lives in your backyard when you're on the farm, and then there's other cows that live out in the bush. So all the animals in the brace and the outside, the outer cows, hachislu, that's what they all have that. So don't tell me it's trey, because that's a normal way for these animals to be. The karula tabachi in inusa devarda, and the butchers call it the flap, like a mini flap on of like a rose. That's the nickname they have for this extra flap, is the rose flap. So that means that this is normal. It's not treif. Shouldn't be treif. V'hane mili migavoy. That's as long as it's still on the inside. So somewhere within where all the flaps are, you have this extra little rose petal flap sticking out. So if it's all the animals that live in the bush have those kind of flaps, so it's kosher. The honey mealy, but the one proviso is migavoy. It's got to be inside the area where all the flaps are. Turn the page. That's right. Avalagaba, but if the flap is on top, like on the outside of the whole flap situation, it's not within the flap area, then I feel a guitar for the aza. Even if it's outside the area by the size of a little hadas, you know, for sukkah, hadasim, a little branch of a hadas, it is treifa. Okay. So that's the flaps. Okay, now, more lung stuff. Omar Rafram. Rafram says, Hai reya de damya leufsa treifa. If the lung is like a piece of wood, then it's treif. So the question is, what do you mean it's like a piece of wood? Well, okay, so there's a whole lot of possibilities. Ika de yamri, some say it's bechazuta, the color, the appearance is like a piece of wood. Ika de amri, begishta, some say it's hard. Lung is supposed to be soft and flexible, it's just hard like wood. Ika de amri de neficha, some say it looks white. It's also appearance. So the way Rashi explains, this is just explaining those two opinions about appearance versus feel. That's nefich, the appearance of someone. One who says the appearance like a piece of wood is no good, that means it's turned white. that the feeling is like a piece of wood, that means it's hard. Ve'ikad yamri, and then there's yet another opinion that says the shia, that it's very smooth, the less lechitucha da'oni, that hasn't got flaps defined. Yeah, so it's supposed to be five flaps, but if it's all just like one piece smooth with no flap separation. So here's a lung that looks like a piece of wood. Yeah, so here's... So we saw before that there's meant to be three flaps here and two flaps here, right? But if there's no flaps at all, just one big mush, then that is like a piece, that's like a piece of wood, he calls it, and therefore it's treif. Okay, so that's the flap situation. Amar Rava, says Rava, Kekoichla is kshera. Now we're talking about colors. If the lung changed color, if it's kechoil, kechoil is something that's in between green and black. Right, in modern Hebrew it is. Well, Rashi says not green and not black. It's some kind of a bluish color, but there's lots of shades of blue, so exactly which one is up for grabs. But that's the color called kechol, yeah. So if it looks like that, it's kosher. Kidiyuta, if it looks like sky blue, okay, it's sky blue. Then it's, yeah, because it's Domula Rikia.
So it must be correct.
Must be. Okay, I'll accept that. Kidiyuta, if it's like a dry piece of ink, so when a piece of ink dries, it blackens, it darkens, yeah? So if it's become like that, then it's treif. So that's more blackish. Black is treif. Blue is good. The Yom Rab Chanina, Shachar, why? What's the problem? Why is black no good? What do you have against black? Because black is really odimu. It really started off as red. If you see a black smudge on the lung, it means it's blood, which means there's a hole somewhere.
What?
Yeah, because it goes black, because blood goes black after a while. Ela shaloka, it's just changed color, so it turned black, but it starts off as red, so that's no good. Okay, Yoreika, what about green, mamish? Is green is kshera. Green is good. Midir Reb Nosson. We're going to see in a minute, how do we know that green is good? Well, because we're going to see what Reb Nosson said. And similarly, aduma kshera, even if it's red, is also good. He calls it Shankutudra, Shankutruda in French. Yeah, but it's reddish. It's also good. Midir Reb Nosson. Now, what did Reb Nosson tell us? The Tanya we learned in a Braise. Reb Nosson Omer. Pam achas halachti lekracha yayam. I once went for an overseas holiday. Bos isha achas lefanai, and one woman came to me. Shemala bin arishain v'meis. She gave a bris to her first son, and he died from the bleeding of the bris. Sheni, she had a second son, gave him a bris v'meis, and he died too. Shlishi, when it came to the third son, she thought, maybe I'm doing something wrong over here. Is Haviyatu Lefanai. So she brought the baby to me and said, what do I do? I gave the first two bruises and they died. What do I do with the third one? And Re'isi, if I saw him, says Reb Nosson, Shehaya Adoim, he was all red. His complexion was red. Is a martyr, I said to this woman, Biti, my daughter, Hamtini loy achayevala baidamoy. Wait until his blood is absorbed in him. In other words, why was his complexion all red? Because the blood was just under the skin. It wasn't absorbed into all the internals of the body. And therefore, as soon as they did the bris and cut it, the blood was just sitting there, it all came out, and the kid died. So he says, you got to wait until the blood is absorbed into all of the body, and then do the bris, it'll be fine. Himtinaloi. So she waited for him. She waited until it happened, so the bris wasn't on time. She did it later. Umala Isai, and she gave the bris for Chaya, and the kid lived. And they named him Nosson Habavli after me. Why they would call him Habavli? I mean, Nosson, okay, that's the name, but Nosson from Bavel. That's the name they gave the kid. It's a bit strange. Anyway, so that's red. So therefore, we're saying if the lung has a red complexion, not that there's a piece of blood on it, that's different. But if it just has a red complexion, it's actually kosher. V'shuv pa'am achas halachti l'medinas Kapotkaya. I went for a different holiday. I wanted to get away from that woman, so I went to a different holiday in Kapotkaya. Unfortunately, there was another woman there with the same problem. So a woman came to me, had given a bris to her first son, and he died. And she gave a bris to her second son, and he died. She brought the third son to me to have a look at him. This time the kid was green. I thought, gosh, green. His complexion was green. Is he tzatzti boy? So I looked at him carefully. There was no blood at all in the area where the brish had come. Is a martyrla. So I told her, Biti, Hamtini Leachayupo boy doma. He's got no blood at all. Wait till the blood grows. There's no blood there. So she waited. Umala Isai, and she gave the bris, Vichaya, and the kid lived. So therefore, green complexion and red complexion means you just got to wait. It's not treif, just wait. So therefore, we say the same thing about the lung of the animal, that if it's green or red, it's going to be kosher. Okay, so that's a colorful story. Now, Amar Rav Kahana, Kechveda, if the lung looks like a liver, Kshera. That's kosher. Kabisara, treifa. But if it looks like meat, like flesh, then it's treif. Sorry? 47B. I don't know if it's one or two or something. Yeah, one. I don't know, maybe. Have you got also the 47B ones and things there, Mordechai?
47B1, yeah? Yes. Half ideal.
Gosh, we're doing. We're just with Rav Kahana and the. I'm Rav Kahana. We're just saying, right?
Okay.
Rav Kahana said that if the lung looks like a liver, it's kosher. If it looks like flesh, then it's not kosher. V'simonach, how can you remember which one's which? Ubasar basada treifa. That flesh. I mean, the pasuk is talking. When the pasuk says basar basada treifa, it means that if there's treif meat out in the field, the animal has died, then you can't eat it. But as a sign to remember which one's treif, just remember bos or treifa. That the liver is kosher. Amar Rav Sama b'Rei de Rava, Rav Sama the son of Rava says, Hai Reya de Damya ki cheshusa uchumayrika. If the lung looks like cucumbers and parsley, I think it is, these vegetables, or like an egg, which I guess a little bit more yellow than green, I would say. Yellowish green, let's call it. Trefa. Those colors are no good. So the Gemara says, hang on a second, we said green is good. Unasana Bavli with his green was good. Is Ella Yureka Dikshere Echidomye. If cucumbers and parsley is no good, but green is good, well, what shade of green is going to be good? And so the answer is Kikarsi, like a leek. So leek green is more whatever. God knows what shade of green that is. It's a bit darker, yeah, a bit stronger green maybe. So that's the one that's kosher. Okay, Amar Ravina. Now Ravina says Atum Bereya, if it's a blockage in the lung, then you have to check what's going on inside. If it's blocked up, you can't see. And so no wind's blowing, no air is getting in. Is my sin and sakin of a karin and lay. So bring a knife and tear it open. Ispa mugla, if there's pus coming out, then vadai machmas muglahu, then the blockage is only because there's some pus on top, ukshere, and it's kosher. So here, how do you tell if there's air going through a lung? So you've got the windpipe. The windpipe goes into the lung. So if you blow in it and you can't see any, and it's blocked, so no air's getting in, so you bring a knife and cut it open, and then you blow. And then you will see that if there's pus inside, then this blockage is pus and it's kosher. Ve'iloi, if there's no pus there, ma'isfinan ala gadfa eroika, put on top of it a feather, or a bit of saliva. In a bat pitzvah, if when you blow, it flutters, is kshera. That means that there's something getting through. It's kosher. It's not completely blocked up. Ve'ilo, if no air gets through, then it's treifa. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "Krum she olam machmas maka bereh." We learned this before, Bemis. If there's a scab that grew over the top of a wound on a lung, ain't a krum. That's not called a scab. So basically, you're saying if there's a hole in the lung, it's no good. If it's covered, then it's not a hole. But if the covering is just a scab and there really is a hole, then that covering doesn't count and it's treif. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, Hireya da avsha, if the lung is making a weird noise, if you know where the noise is coming from, manchinan ala gadfa, put a feather over there, oi gila, oi roika, or saliva, or some other type of, I'm not sure what gila is, ima batzpitza, and if you can see it moving, And it's fluttering is trefa, because that means that there's a hole where there isn't supposed to be a hole. Ve'iloy k'sheira, if it doesn't flutter, then it's kosher. Ve'iloy yadinan la, if you don't even know where the noise is coming from, ma'isim mishichusa demaya pshuri, get a bucket of lukewarm water, u'mosfinan la begava, and put the lung in the water. Ve'chamim iloy, don't put him in the hot water, the kofti, because it's going to contract. The kariri loy, don't put them in cold water. The mitarshi, because it's going to harden. And then the membrane will break. Elabatkin and labapshuri, but you check it with lukewarm water. Imabatsbisa trefa. So you can't. So therefore, there's two choices. If you know where the hole is, you can put something right next to the hole, and when you blow, you'll see if it flutters or not. If you don't know where it is, stick it in a bucket of water, and with a hole, it'll bubble. It'll bubble, like a flat bicycle tire we used to do in the olden days. If you didn't know where the hole was, you stuck it in a bucket of water, and you saw where the bubbles came out, and that's where the hole was. So if there's a hole in this tray, for like Shaira. Okay, Tata Inkiv. Now, we've learned this before also. If there's two membranes on top of the covering the lung, if the bottom one has a hole in it, and Iloyinkiv, and the top one doesn't have a hole in it. Ah, sorry, this is a continue. Why is it kosher if it doesn't flutter? If you put it in the water, it doesn't flutter, so that means there's no hole. So what's the noise then? Making some kind of a hissing noise or whatever, and there's no hole. How does that work? Usually if your tire's making a hissing noise, there's a hole in it, right? So how come here there's a hissing noise with no hole? Because it means tata inkiv, that the lower membrane has got a hole in it, but iloy inkiv, the upper one, has not got a hole in it, which we said is okay. But haida avsha, why is it making noise? Zika de beni benihu, it's the wind going in between these two membranes. But because the top one is still intact, therefore it's kosher, even though it's making this funny noise. Omar Ula said, Omar Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Reya shenishpecha kekitoin. In the lung, there's different liquid stuff that sits there. And if it's pouring from one section to the other like that, then it's kosher. Alma kasavar, so what does that mean? That it's missing some, that's normally it's full of stuff. But if it's missing some, it's still kosher. Because alma kasavar, so that means he holds a chisorim bifnim. If it's missing inside, lo yishmei chisorim, that's not called missing. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Is Eisfei, Rabbi Abba la'ula, Rabbi Abba asked Ula kasha, hareya shenikva shechosra, we said a lung that's got a hole in it, or it's missing something, that's one of the treifas. So if a lung is missing something, it's treif. Now you're telling me if the lung is missing some inside there, it's kosher. So what's going on? My chaser, when the Mishnah says that when it's missing something, it's treif, what do you mean missing something? If you're going to tell me it's missing something on the outer part of the lung, that means there's a hole. The same thing. What's the difference? To say there's a hole in it or it's missing is the same thing. So what's nikva? What do you mean a hole or it's missing something? Elalav, it must be that it's missing something mibifnim. There's no hole, but on the inside it's missing something. Ushma minachisara mibifnim, shmei chisara. Now we would learn from that Mishnah that if it's missing something on the inside, then it's no good. It's considered a miss, and it's treif. So Ula answers him, Loi, lo'olam mibechutz. We're talking about where it's missing on the outside. Udaka Marta Hainu Nikva, ah, your question was a bazoi. That's the same thing as having a hole in it. Leitzricha Ella L'Rab Shimon. Then the reason why it means to mention both is because of the shita of Rab Shimon. What did Rab Shimon say? The Omar Rachit Hidaka L'Beis Asim Plenus. Rab Shimon says the hole in the lung is only treif if it's heading out towards the tubes that go out of the lung. Yeah? Or the big tube. So therefore, what is the Mishnah telling you? Hani mili nekev les pechisorin. When does Rav Shimon say that it's okay if it's not going out into the tube area, that it's okay? If it's a hole with nothing missing, sometimes we talked about the other day, you can poke a hole in something and there's actually nothing missing, it just sort of spreads out. So that's what Rav Shimon says, that if it's not going to the Beis HaSimponos and there's a hole that's not missing any matter, then it's kosher. Avol nekev de ispe chisaron, but a hole which has missing matter, I feel that Rab Shimon, Moedir Rab Shimon will agree it's no good, even if it's not going into the tube area. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah it has a hole or it's missing, it's according to Rab Shimon, who says that a hole going into the tubes, or if it's missing, even if it's not going into the tube. So there are two different cases there. Okay, then came Rabbi Hananya. Rabbi Hananya Chalash. Rabbi Hananya wasn't feeling well. All the Gabe Reb Nosson and Chol Gedolei Hador, Reb Nosson and all of the great people of the generation came to visit him. Isukamei Reya. So when you go to visit someone, a sick person in hospital, what do you bring them for a present? You bring them a lung, of course, to check if it's kosher or not. So the guy's lying in the hospital, yeah, and they came Vikur Cholim, and they brought a lung with them. And they said, hey, what do you reckon? Well, this guy, well, they thought he would appreciate a lung. So they brought him a lung. And this lung was in that situation where the liquidy part of the inside was sloshing around. And he said, it's kosher. So very good. Even when he was sick, he was able to say it's kosher. And he probably then said, now take it away and bring me some chocolate biscuits. Oh, my Rava. That's as long as the tubes are intact. So it's okay if the water's sloshing, but as long as all the tubes are in good shape, then it's kosher. Amulet of Acha, Bered the Rav of the Ravashi. Ravacha said to Ravacha, the son of Rav, said to Ravashi, Minoya Dinon. How do you know that if all the tubes are intact or not? How do you check them? Is Amalei told him, my sinan tzad de kunya v'shavchinon labegavei. Bring a little dish, and pour it out. Poke a hole. Pour out all the liquid into this dish. And ispe shereik yichivra. If it's got white streaks in it, treifa. That means the liquid that came out. There's normal lung junk that's in there. And then if one of the tubes has dissolved, then there'll be tube junk coming out of that hole, and it'll produce white streaks in the bowl when you pour it out. So if you see white streaks in there, then you know it's one of the tubes that's collapsed, and then it's treif. Ve'iloi, if there's no white streaks in there, kshera, then it's all good. Hope you're enjoying this. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Reya sheni moika, if the lung, all of the liquid of the lung has gone. It's an empty lung. But the outer membranes is intact. It's kshera. So then it's kosher. So then we're saying that there's no hole. As long as there's no hole, it's good. If it's emptied out a bit by itself, Rashi says it means it emptied some of it, not all of it. Some of it's just missing, but it's not sloshing around, it's just sitting there, and there's no hole in the membrane, it's kosher. Afilo machzekas revis, even if the area where it's missing is a whole revis of where liquid should be, it's still kshera. It's kosher. Nitla, top of the page, shalfuchis shalah, if the womb is removed, suddenly lungs were gone, and we've gone on to the womb. But so this is part of the brisa. It was all learned together in the one brisa. If the womb is gone, so that means the place where the baby sits when it's pregnant is kshera. That's still kosher. That's not considered treif. Hitli akovichala. If the liver has become all wormy, is zeha yomaisa. That was a story they had. They found a wormy liver. And the people from Asia came three times to Yavne to ask the question. They brought it to the Bezdin, and they brought this liver, and they said, what's the din? And the first two times I couldn't get an answer. Either the Bezdin was too busy, or they wanted to think about it, I don't know. The Red or Shlishi, by the time they came the third time with the same liver, I don't know what this liver looked like a year later. But anyway, Hitiru Alehem. They said, what is this, chopped liver? It's kosher. So it took them a while, but they got there in the end, and they ate the liver for their Yisuras Yontif, and they lived happily ever after.
Well, a year, I live a year later, it wouldn't be fresh.